If your restaurant sat in an alley underneath a parking garage, you would not have a prime location to attract customers. But if you're a listener on KBIZ in Ottumwa, Iowa, you know it's the perfect place to attract a crowd almost every day of the year. The story of that unique spot is this edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hello, this is Max Armstrong. Every day for generations, America's farmers have been rising before the sun to work the land, to feed our families, to feed the world. With just 365 sunrises to get it done, they'll put food on the table for 7 billion people this year. Celebrate National Ag Day on March 25th, 2014. You'll find some great ideas at agday.org. Agriculture, 365 sunrises, and 7 billion mouths to feed.
This cafe began with just 5 seats back in the 1920s. It moved to a new location in the 30s. It's still here.
In 1936, a man by the name of Bill Carter and his wife, Ruth, built this. They were open about 23 hours out of the day. They'd close down an hour to clean.
It's called Canteen Lunch in the Alley, and Shirley Macbeth purchased it from the Carters in 1976. It's a cozy little place with a simple but tasty menu.
This is a horseshoe-type counter, and it has 17 stools. In the middle of the room is our steamed table, which we have just steamed hamburger.
Loose meat sandwiches, malts, and pies are the draw. The restaurant was the inspiration of the cafe on the old sitcom Roseanne. The show's writer and Roseanne Barr's former husband, Tom Arnold, grew up here. A few years ago, the city needed to build a new parking garage.
This seemingly was the location that they wanted to build. So they didn't ask us to move. They said that, you know, they thought they'd be tarred and feathered if they did run out of town. So they built the parking ramp over us.
So not only does Canteen Lunch in the Alley truly set on an alley, but the parking garage is built over the top of it.
Summertime is our busy time, and lunch and dinner at night is always busy. There's usually a little lull, maybe at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but from then on, why, it's pretty busy.
The crowd may be stacked several deep to get those sandwiches that are a draw for people even beyond southeast Iowa. Traveling the countryside in Ottumwa, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.